The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 67. The External Soul in Folk Custom. Section 2. The External Soul in Plants. Further, it has been shown that in folk tales the life of a person is sometimes so bound up with the life of a plant that the withering of the plant will immediately follow or be followed by the death of the person. Among the Mbengas in Western Africa, about the Gaboon, when two children are born on the same day, the people plant two trees of the same kind and dance round them. The life of each of the children is believed to be bound up with the life of one of the trees. And if the tree dies or is thrown down, they are sure that the child will soon die. In the Cameroons, also, the life of a person is believed to be sympathetically bound up with that of a tree. The chief of Old Town in Calabar kept his soul in a sacred grove near a spring of water. When some Europeans, in frolic or ignorance, cut down part of the grove, the spirit was most indignant and threatened the perpetrators of the deed, according to the king, with all manner of evil. Some of the Papuans unite the life of a newborn babe sympathetically with that of a tree by driving a pebble into the bark of the tree. This is supposed to give them complete mastery over the child's life. If the tree is cut down, the child will die. After a birth, the Maoris use to bury the navel string in a sacred place and plant a young sapling over it. As the tree grew, it was a draha or anga or sign of life for the child. If it flourished, the child would prosper. If it withered and died, their parents augured the worst for the little one. In some parts of Fiji, the navel string of a male infant is planted together with a coconut or the slip of a breadfruit tree, and the child's life is supposed to be intimately connected with that of the tree. Amongst the Dayaks of Landak and Tajan, districts of Dutch Borneo, it is customary to plant a fruit tree for a baby, and henceforth in the popular belief the fate of the child is bound up with that of the tree. If the tree shoots up rapidly, it will go well with the child. But if the tree is dwarfed or shriveled, nothing but misfortune can be expected for its human counterpart. It is said that there are still families in Russia, Germany, England, France, and Italy who are accustomed to plant a tree at the birth of a child. The tree, it is hoped, will grow with the child, and it is tended with special care. The custom is still pretty general in the canton of Aargau in Switzerland. An apple tree is planted for a boy and a pear tree for a girl, and the people think that the child will flourish or dwindle with the tree. In Mecklenburg, the afterbirth is thrown out at the foot of a young tree, and the child is then believed to grow with a tree. Near the castle of Dalhousie, not far from Edinburgh, there grows an oak tree, called the Edgewell tree, which is popularly believed to be linked to the fate of the family by a mysterious tie. For they say that when one of the family dies, or is about to die, a branch falls from the Edgewell tree. Thus, on seeing a great bough drop from the tree on a quiet, still day in July 1874, an old forester exclaimed, "The lad's dead now." And soon after, news came that Fox Maule, 11th Earl of Dalhousie, was dead. In England, children are sometimes passed through a cleft ash tree as a cure for ruptural rickets, and thenceforward a sympathetic connection is supposed to exist between them and the tree. An ash tree which had been used for this purpose grew at the edge of Shirley Heath, on the road from Hockley House to Birmingham. Thomas Chillingworth, son of the owner of an adjoining farm, now about 34, was, when an infant of a year old, passed through a similar tree, now perfectly sound, which he preserves with so much care that he will not suffer a single branch to be touched, for it is believed the life of the patient depends on the life of the tree, and the moment that is cut down, be the patient ever so distant, the rupture returns, and a mortification ensues, and terminates in death, as was the case in a man driving a wagon on the very road in question. It is not uncommon, however, adds the writer, for persons to survive for a time the felling of a tree. The ordinary mode of effecting the cure is to split a young ash sapling longitudinally for a few feet and pass the child, naked, either 3x3x3 through the fissure at sunrise. In the west of England it is said that the passage should be against the sun. As soon as the ceremony has been performed, the tree is bound tightly up and the fissure plastered over with mud or clay. The belief is that just as the cleft in the tree closes up, so the rupture in the child's body will be healed. But that if the rift in the tree remains open, the rupture in the child will remain too, and if the tree were to die, the death of the child would surely follow. A similar cure for various diseases, but especially for a rupture and rickets, has been commonly practiced in other parts of Europe, as Germany, France, Denmark, and Sweden. But in these countries the tree employed for the purpose is usually not an ash but an oak. Sometimes a willow tree is allowed or even prescribed instead. In Mecklenburg, as in England, the sympathetic relation thus established between the tree and the child is believed to be so close that if the tree is cut down the child will die.